AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. It's time now for a midweek focus, and my first guest today is Danielle Dinger. We talk to her each month. She's with the NDSU extension of Dickey County. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Jacob. Good morning.
Well, let's kind of dive into what you guys are talking about. First off, I don't know if you want to kind of give a little bit of a recap, or actually, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but let's talk about what you guys have coming up here this month with the extension.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we did. We had a great month of July. We had our county fair, and mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody that came out to that, came and supported our 4-H'ers. We had beautiful weather and a great weekend, so be sure and check that out next year. Upcoming, we have our Dickey County Master Gardeners. They're hosting their 5th annual butterfly release. Some of you might have attended before, but if you haven't, you need to be sure and go out to the Oaks Community Hospital on Thursday, August 12th. At 5:30, and that would be at the Healing Gardens there. So for those of you who haven't visited the Healing Gardens before, you should. This will be a great opportunity to go out and just check out the beauty of that spot. It's so peaceful. It's beautiful. There are the water display, the flowers, as well as the orchard. I don't think a lot of people know that there's an orchard out there, and that's open to the public. So come out for the butterfly education on August 12th, but definitely stay and see the butterfly release, take in the beautiful scenery, pick some apples, cherries, pears before you go. And this is a great event for both kids and adults alike, so everyone will enjoy it. We had a great turnout last year, even with COVID. But yes, definitely come up to the hospital in Oaks there on August 12th at 5:30.
All right. Well, and kind of going back to, you know, what I was saying earlier, you know, as you mentioned, July, you guys had a great month, and we were talking about it for the past several months. You guys just past a couple weeks ago had your lead local training. Let's kind of get a little synopsis on how that went.
Yes, that was great. That was held over at the Springs Golf Course in Gwinner, and we held that on Wednesday, July 14th. And it went very well. It was a fun day, and it's a beautiful setting over there. I don't know if you've been there, but the food was fantastic. So we had many who couldn't attend that day. We were actually filled up pretty fast. So there's another one being held, and that'll be on Tuesday, September 28th from 1 to 7 at the Community Center in Gwinner. So we're partnering there with our Sargent County Extension Office, and you can call them to register. And they are at 701-724-3355. So go ahead and get signed up for that lead local class. Another one opened up. Make sure you don't miss out. As well as farmers markets are back. So be sure and get your goods out there for sale if you have anything to sell at the farmers markets.
Yeah, and so farmers markets, you know, it's kind of peak time for them, kind of as they're kind of climbing down from you know, peak season and whatnot. But I guess you're going to be holding a little class, if you will, for those into farmers markets. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so last year it worked really well. We're there at the Oaks Farmers Market, on Thursdays. And I held a class last year for kids, and that was just during that time. And kids were able to come down and get a little education in, as well as trying out some new foods they maybe hadn't tried before, as well as exploring where does our food come from, right? So that's a big topic for kids. This year, in September, I will be presenting the On the Move to Food Adventures again. It's a little bit different than what we had last year. That was On the Move to Gardening. This one is On the Move to Food Adventures, and that's for kids of all ages. They can join us for a fun food experience where we will identify, create, and sample foods, as well as discover that healthful eating for the whole family. So the first class will be September 2nd at 5 p.m., so that's the Thursday of the farmers market. And we just meet under the big tree on the east side. I know that's pretty vague, but go all the way to the end of the farmers market to the east, and you'll find me under the big tree. And then every class after that will be the next Thursdays in September. So it'll be September 2nd, September 9th, September 16th, and September 23rd. So no registration needed for that. Just swing over to the farmer's market. If you want to browse while your kids learn, you can do that, or you can sit and join them as well. So either option is great, and we'd love to have you.
All right. And in addition to that, we've got kind of a few, kind of miscellaneous events happening here throughout the next few weeks and into the next couple months. Let's dive into those.
Yes. It's a busy season, and I love it. I'm so excited. There's all kinds of things going on. The Ellendale Farmers Market is happening on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, and that's at the parking lot of the Nazarene Church, and that's just directly across from the Fireside Restaurant, right along 281. So stop and check that out, Tuesdays, 4 to 6. The Oaks Farmers Market is also in full swing, so stop by and check it out there on Thursdays from 5 to 7 at Hockenberry Park, and that's across from Northside Treats and Eats there, the corner C-store. We also would like to invite people to come. As I said earlier, if you have things you'd like to sell, if it's handmade or homegrown, bring it on down to the farmer's market. There's no registration or anything you have to do. We just ask that it's homemade and homegrown. We also have, for older adults, we have a Fit and Strong at-home program. And what that means is it'll be virtually. So it'll begin in later September, September 21st. But Fit and Strong has been designed for those who have lower extremity osteoarthritis. So COVID hit us and everybody got very sedentary, right? They sat for a very long time. We sat at our couches. We sat at our home computers. We sat. Now we need to get back out there and become active again. And what happens is when we're sedentary for so long, we lose our balance and we lose our strength, our mobility, we lose our independence. So we're trying to help those people back out into the real world, back out into moving about and caring for themselves. So the Fit and Strong program is designed for those individuals that are very stiff or feel like they've lost balance or muscle strength. It's provided through a Zoom link. And it's 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, for an hour and a half. The exercise portion of it is an hour. The education portion of it is a half hour. So if for nothing else, you'll get some great education out of it. But be sure and watch the newspapers or Facebook for those. You'll have a registration link coming to you soon. We also have our summer grab bag activity, and that was for youth. That happened last year again because of COVID. It was how we modified our education out to the youth. But it was so popular that we decided to do it again this year. So I've teamed up with the James River Soil Conservation District, and we've created these grab bag activities. They're available at the Oaks Public Library or the Ellendale Public Library. All you need to do is pick one up and take it home. All of the resources are included, all of the instructions, everything is right there in that bag. I believe there's 4 activities in each bag. So a little more summer fun and education for your kids before they go back to school.
Absolutely. And so so that's we've talked about a lot here within the past 8 minutes or so. let's talk about how, if people missed anything, they can how can they get in contact with you guys and stay up to date with what you guys are doing at the extension?
Yes, thank you. So there's all kinds of ways. We're still working on our basement remodel here at the courthouse, but swing by and check that out. You can also call us at 349-3249 extension 2, or online at NDSU Extension on Facebook, either Decatur County, Lemoore County, Sargent County, and our website, ag.ndsu.edu, or just email me, danielle.dinger@ndsu.edu.
All right, that sounds good. Well, Danielle, I think that's everything that we wanted to cover. We will thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Awesome, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks so much, Danielle. Again, that's Danielle Dinger with the NDSU Extension of Dickey County for Midweek Focus on the Tornado.